Joining us, our regular political commentators, E.J. Dionne of the Washington Post and the Brookings Institution, and David Brooks of the New York Times. Welcome to both of you.
Thank you.
I'd like to hear what both of you think about the era of good feelings that we've heard invoked by the president and earlier by Senator Kerry. David Brooks, how long do you give it?
A friend of mine joked, Bush would say today, I now nominate John Ashcroft to the Supreme Court. Let the healing begin. But I actually enjoy these moments, and I think it's sincere on both sides. We're about to probably launch an offensive in Fallujah. Mm-hmm. There's no American of any political party that doesn't want us to succeed in that and succeed in Iraq. We're probably going to undertake some reform of entitlements. People on both sides of the aisle understand how that's bankrupting our system. I think people in the administration, I've had private conversations with them, understand they can't govern in the atmosphere that we've seen over the past year or two, and they're going to try to make some gestures.
The atmosphere meaning?
The atmosphere of polarization and hostility.
On the Hill, Republican partisanship in the House?
Yeah, I think so. And they are asking in an open-minded way, what can we do? What should we do? And so I think they're fishing about. So I think there'll be an effort. Whether it'll be all poisoned by a Supreme Court fight or anything else, I don't know. But there will be an effort.
EJ, do you think they're going to catch any fish?
No, they're not going to catch this fish. I mean, that was a very lovely speech that John Kerry gave. But I think the speech that really spoke to what a lot of people feel today is John Edwards' speech, The Battle Rages On.
This was the introduction of
the introduction of John Kerry that was also probably the introduction to the next Edwards campaign. And I think what's striking is that after a campaign based largely on often vicious attacks on John Kerry, the burden really is not on the opposition. It's on Bush to show that those words he spoke about national unity today actually mean something. He has been, in the last 2 years, a partisan ideological figure who produced the very divided nation that we saw yesterday. And to claim a policy mandate rooted in a 51-48 victory, the result of these attacks, the use of gay marriage as an issue to mobilize evangelical voters, I think that risks exactly what will lead to the greatest risk for this president, which is hubris.
So you think that even when we hear a phrase such as uphold our deeply held values of family and faith, we're hearing things that in practice will prove divisive?
They were divisive in this campaign. I mean, one of the reasons President Bush got that large turnout is that he appealed very strongly, in some ways for perfectly good reasons. He's an evangelical Christian of sorts, and that's who he is, but also playing around with the gay marriage issue in order to boost turnout in his base. And it's fine to say all those nice words, but after the kind of campaign he ran, he owes a lot more than nice words or empty gestures.
Well, David Brooks, what do you think the people in the administration you alluded to earlier would make to that kind of appeal, that it's up to them now to walk across the aisle?
They understand the landscape. They understand that there are some people like E.J. Or Rush Limbaugh. There are some people, let's put it this way, who have a lot invested in this feud. They think all the venom has been created by the other side. But the fact is there's plenty of blame to go around, and this is our one chance to have something new. And it's up to both sides to put some of the past hostility aside and move forward. And I think, you know, there are going to be Democrats and there are going to be Republicans who are going to try. We'll see if they succeed.
Right. See, I think, unfortunately, what David just said is precisely the problem we're facing, because you can't just sort of say that after this kind of campaign, everything is equal. It's not all equal after this campaign.
Gentlemen, return to your corners, and we'll continue this discussion about what's in the offing in Washington following the re-election of President George W. Bush and the election of larger majorities for the Republicans in both houses of the Congress. That's when we continue with this discussion on All Things Considered from NPR News.